Welcome to Business Today with the MBA on Money Radio WPSE. My name is John Cray, President and CEO of the Manufacturing Business Association, and it is my pleasure to welcome one of my teammates at the Manufacturing Business Association, Stacy Bruce. Stacy is our Director of Human Resource Support and Services to today's program. Stacy, thank you so much for joining us, as well as thank you to you and your team for everything that you guys have done to help our members in the direction that you've provided them in so many ways over the years, but especially in particular this past year. Stacy, if you would please tell our listeners a little bit about yourself.
Sure. Thanks for having me join you today, John, and hello, everyone. I'm the Director of HR Services for the Association's HR and Legal Services Division. I'm responsible for overseeing the HR Services Division for the Association and assisting companies to remain in compliance with employment laws and regulations. I have worked for the Association for 24 years, from 1993 to 2001, and then returned in July of 2005. I have more than 20 years experience in the HR field and a bachelor's degree in business management from Penn State Erie, the Barron College. I've also earned my SPHR from the Human Resource Certification Institute. And for a fun fact, I enjoy camping and I love hanging with my family and my Shih Tzu Buster.
That is awesome, Stace. Well, we've got some good stuff that we're gonna share with everyone here today. Just to give the listeners a sense, one of the things that we really work hard at, especially when it comes to the HR function, is to be viewed either as the HR department for many of our smaller members, who maybe it's the owner who is responsible for covering some of these decisions, or it's the office manager or someone like that. So we like to be viewed as kind of that HR person down the hallway to help them, or for our larger members, we like to be viewed as an extension of their department. So while they've certainly got the knowledge base and the skill set, sometimes they're just looking for another perspective on things. Or we also help them to stay current on some of those laws and regulations that are out there. The challenge, especially for the smaller company, that company that doesn't have an HR person, is that not only are the regulations changing on a consistent basis, but they also vary based on number of employees, industry, type of business. So it can be very complicated. And Stacy and her team are extremely helpful, both in helping that small member, but also the large one. So Stacy, can you kind of put a wrap on and give our listeners a sense as to what are some of the things that are available to companies as part of their membership? In other words, being a member gets them access to these things, and it's all rolled right together in part of their dues.
Of course, and I think the HR legal services the MBA offers are a great resource, especially for small companies with limited staff and resources. But we can also help the large companies as well, like you mentioned. First, members have the benefit of a great HR legal team working on their behalf every day. That includes three certified HR professionals, myself, Rose Bruno, and Rachel Sirkubniak, as well as MBA's very own on-staff labor and employment law attorney, Tammy Lamry-Toman. I believe that is what sets us apart from others, is not only our combined years of experience, but the fact that they have an employment law attorney supporting us for more reassurance for our members. Of course, we support our members in a variety of ways, but I think one of the most important and popular is our HR and legal hotline. They can call the MBA any day, anytime, and speak to a member of our team, including our employment attorney, at no charge. It may be a surprise to the audience to know that we average 1,500 calls a year, and we definitely exceeded that this past year. And I would like to give a shout out to our team. I'm very proud of them for assisting our members during that very challenging time for all. They did a great job. And our job is to help our members stay in compliance and avoid any potential legal complications on issues like COVID regulations, employment practices, wage and hour laws, workers' compensation, FMLA, many more. To be honest, with that volume of calls, there's probably very few employment questions and challenges that we haven't addressed. We also offer, for free, included with membership, many, over 50 legally reviewed employment forms and documents on our members only website that members can add their logo, download, and print. We have free HR webinars, free monthly HR newsletter that keeps our members current on things that are going on, free HR listserv, which is very popular amongst our members for great networking and bouncing ideas off of one another. We also have a free HR coffee talk, which is a new service and free for our members that I'll discuss in a couple minutes. And then to help our members stay competitive, we also provide exclusive regional employment survey data at no charge, and our members love it. That's one of the main reasons that they join the association, that they tell us. We have wage and salary surveys, salary increase survey, benefits survey, holiday survey, all of which are available at no charge each year with participation.
It's amazing, Stacey. Again, I guess some of my takeaways, both from what you just shared and then the feedback that we get from the members, is there is such a variety of ways for the members to both stay aware of things, stay current, and then also stay compliant. Because sometimes if you may not think that there is a labor and employment law issue that situation applies to. And so again, for some of our members, maybe it is the newsletter that they get on a monthly basis, or it's just that webinar, or as you shared, we have articles in the magazine. So we try and get that information out there in a variety of ways. But that HR legal hotline, literally, it's as if you guys are down the hallway when they call or when they email. And so again, just kudos to you and your team. And I know the feedback we've gotten has been fabulous. So thank you. Some may view us in some ways as an HR consulting group, and we certainly do provide HR services that there are discounted rates on our services. Those are things that we would engage someone more in more extensive detail in discussions. Can you share with our listeners some examples of the sorts of things that you guys have done either recently or you find that the members find most helpful when it comes to engaging us on an hourly basis, if you will?
Sure. Our HR legal team offers an extensive list of services, all discounted again, like you said, for members, which is great for any company who finds themselves in need on a part-term or short-term project. So we have created many job descriptions, recruiting. We've done a lot of recruiting lately, reviewing or developing employee handbooks. That's a very popular one, and we recommend members definitely do that, or anyone, an organization does that on a yearly basis. We also can write affirmative action plans. So we're there to provide that as well. But perhaps their business is transitioning and they could use some part-time HR support, like you said, for a few hours a week or occasionally in a month's time or whatnot. So we're here to help. Well, we can come on site and do some of their HR on an as-needed basis. And some of the organizations write that into their strategic plan and use us on an ongoing basis as well as their HR point of contact.
Gotcha. Just a couple of points of clarification, because I know when I have the opportunity to meet with members, to Stacey's point, the HR projects and reviews and those sorts of things are a great fit. We are very fortunate to have a labor and employment law attorney on staff, Tammy Lamory. But as you can imagine, while she certainly assists with reviewing documents and whatnot, the intent is by no means for her to be the labor and employment law attorney for any member. That in itself is a major job. And we're very fortunate throughout Northwest Pennsylvania, in particular here in Erie, to have some great law firms in town. But Tammy can serve as a great step before engaging them or question just to get clarification. So while we have provided part-time HR support, really Tammy's function is not to be your part-time attorney. It's to help with prior to re-engaging your attorney. And she's always worked really well with all the attorneys in the area. So Stace, would you agree with that?
Yes, I would agree with that. And like I mentioned early on, it's also great She's also a great support for us who are providing the HR support to our members, that they have the extra reassurance, like I had mentioned, that anything that we are doing is backed by our employment law attorney on staff as well.
Cool. Well, Stace, let's elaborate on some of the examples of things that you shared earlier with respects to how we keep our members, our local employers, up to date on laws and regulations. And can you share some topics and some things that would appear in the e-newsletter or an example of an article? And how do we determine what to post in the magazine or some of the webinars? To give our listeners a sense as to the types of things that we're keeping every other member updated on.
Sure. When it comes to HR or employment law, it's very easy to get overwhelmed. What we try to do is take the most current or pressing challenges that our members are facing right now. So, for example, remote work employees or PA employment guidelines for non-vaccinated employees. Those are some types of issues, especially with COVID last year. There were a lot of new regulations and guidelines that our members needed to keep up to date on with the FFCRA and the ADA and EEOC, all of that. So we give them the facts, the legal guidelines, the best practices that they need to make good decisions within their workforce. And we do this in a variety of ways. We also invite guest speakers, such as other employment law attorneys, to our meetings and HR roundtables to address the most current issues that are going on in the workplace. So we're always staying ahead of the game with things.
So between the hotline calls that you guys are getting, that kind of gives a good indication as to the questions that are out there and the current challenges. So again, it's all timely stuff. Very good. Well, as we shared earlier, you know, we have some members whose employees' responsibilities when it comes to fulfilling the HR function, they may not have a whole lot of training. They may not have a lot of background or education. And to help better prepare them to be aware of not only where does the law apply, but how to handle it within their organization, or some of our mid to larger members who may promote someone to the HR function, and they're just looking to fine tune their skill set. I know we do some classes here, both in person here at our facility on 38th Street in Erie. We do them remotely and we can come on site. What are some of the classes and who does those classes for our organization and for our members?
Yes. So we're always offering the HR Essentials Certification 2-part series, which contains 12 different HR topics, from interviewing and hiring to employment law, harassment, discrimination, ADA, and there's a variety of different classes available. And Rachel Sirkovniak is our HR trainer. So these courses would be perfect for those that you mentioned who may be newer in their HR career path, but also possess a more advanced skill set. On-site training is also another popular option for organizations that want that group management training on specific issues and policies that are relevant to their workplace culture, such as harassment and discrimination in the workplace. That's a big one that we can come on site and do. Or HR for non-HR manager. We have a full day class on that, but we've been tailoring that to the company's needs. So we can certainly, like I said, tailor those and also any of our training programs to any organization's needs. And now you can take those classes in person, or we've also added the virtual option as well.
Great stuff. Well, I know the HR specific classes are 2 to 4 hours in length, depending on the topic. And again, to your point, Stacey, where we can come in and help HR or the HR individuals support supervisors and managers on their role, their impact on how to nip something before it becomes an issue has been very popular with our members. So good stuff. Well, how about, we've covered a lot already today. Is there anything else that we're doing that maybe didn't fit into our discussion earlier or that you'd like to elaborate on for our listeners? And then we've got a few more minutes and we'll wrap things up.
Yeah, sure. A couple of new things I just wanted to mention. The one that I mentioned earlier is that HR Coffee Talk. It's new and free for members, and it's held the second Wednesday of the month. It is an online face-to-face chat about all things HR using Teams. So whether you're in the office all dressed up or hanging in the dining room in your slippers and sweatshirt, you can grab a cup of coffee and join us, because it's a great HR conversation amongst your HR peers that you're not going to want to miss. We also host an annual HR conference. We're very excited about this year's 2021 conference on September 8th. We are happy to say it will be in person this year at the Bayfront Convention Center. This year, attendees will have the choice to attend in person or virtually, which will bring together one of the largest HR audiences we've ever had. So the attendees will enjoy plenty of space to gather together safely and comfortably, of course. And we've packed the day-long agenda with networking opportunities, interactive learning experiences, many vendors, and a powerful lineup of guest speakers. So we hope that you will attend the conference this year.
It's very exciting. It's always a big event that we're very proud of putting on. Stacey, as we're about to close things out, I'd just like to share one thing with anybody that's listening today, whether you're a member or not. Since we're all going through this COVID pandemic, we have worked hard to become a very reliable resource for how to handle COVID. And any of our documentation, any of our webinars, those are all on our website free of charge to any employer, because as a member of the community and in support of all businesses, Stacey and her team have done an awesome job. Please don't hesitate to visit our website for great information on some of the very things Stacey referenced. That's available to everybody. So Stacey, in closing, how can our listeners learn more based on what you've shared with them here today on how we can help them?
Sure, they can reach out to any of us on the team at the association by calling 814-833-3200 or shoot us an email at hrservices@mbausa.org.
Stacey, on behalf of our listeners, we thank you so much for your insight today, as well as the information on how you and your team have been and continue to assist area business owners and those responsible for the HR function to navigate what certainly have been some unprecedented times. It has been an absolute pleasure having you with us. I look forward to having you back. You did a wonderful job. So thank you so much.
Thanks for having me.
Sure thing. Thank you to our listeners for joining us for today's program. This is John Cray in the Business Today with the MBA on Money Radio WPSC signing off.